This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump held a news conference today at the U.S. Embassy of India. The president's visit comes at the heels of protests against India's new citizenship law that critics say marginalizes the country's more than 200 Muslims. India's government denies that claim.
So we did talk about religious freedom, and I will say that the prime minister was incredible on what he told me. He wants people to have religious freedom, and very strongly, and he said that in India they have worked very hard to have great and open religious freedom.
The law fast-tracks Indian citizenship to immigrants from three neighboring countries unless they are Muslims. Trump also spoke with reporters about the pending trade deal.
With India, India is, I think, the highest, again, I said it before, but the highest tariff when you deal with India. Harley Davidson has to pay tremendous tariffs when they send motorcycles in here. When India sends motorcycles into the U.S., is virtually no tariff. For the most part, there is absolutely no tariff. So I just said that's unfair, and we're working it out.
During the two-day visit, President Trump has announced the countries were expanding cooperation on counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and maritime security. The U.S. military says a senior al-Shabaab leader behind the deadly January 5th attack on the Manda Bay base in Kenya was killed February 22nd in precision airstrikes. U.S. military strikes that took place on February 22nd hit the vicinity of Sakau, an al-Shabaab stronghold. The United States reported that two al-Shabaab individuals were killed in that strike. Three Americans, including a soldier and two contractors, were killed in the January 5th attack when the Manda Bay base was breached by militants who also destroyed six aircraft. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. His death was reported by state television Tuesday. The iron-fisted leader ruled Egypt for almost 30 years before being swept from power in 2011 after 18 days of popular protests. For VOA, Edward Uranian has more from Cairo.
Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who took power in 1981 after his predecessor Anwar Sadat was killed in a hail of bullets, ruled the country with a firm hand for nearly 30 years, presiding over what some call a long era of peace and prosperity, and others condemn for corruption and stagnation. Following the announcement of his resignation on February 11, 2011, Mubarak remained in Egypt, eventually being put on trial for the killings of protesters during 18 days of demonstrations to oust him. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United Nations is appealing for $500 million to provide humanitarian assistance for 1.1 million civilians trapped in a war zone in Syria's province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
More than 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib. Nearly one-third of this population, or about 900,000 people, have fled their homes over the past 2 months in search of a safe haven. But the United Nations says there is no safe haven in Idlib. Deputy Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syrian Crisis, Mark Cutts, calls this a major protection crisis.
It's an extremely alarming situation because if airstrikes and shelling move any further into that area, we are no doubt going to see a real bloodbath, a real massacre of civilians in that area.
Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in nearly 9 years of civil war. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Secretary General has been calling repeatedly for an immediate cessation of hostilities, as have other humanitarian leaders, so far to no avail. Human Rights Watch is calling on the United Nations Human Rights Council to address the brutal crackdown late last year by Iranian security forces on anti-government protests that rocked Tehran and more than 100 other cities and towns. More than 3 months later, officials have failed to announce the total number of deaths and arrests during the protests, according to Human Rights Watch. And the statement also says Iranian authorities have failed to hold security forces accountable for excessive and unlawful use of lethal force in dealing with the week of protests that began November 15th. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.